High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net and the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper are pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 3-0 Strathaven Panthers and the 0-3 Harriton Rams.
Pulling away is Schuler at the 30, and he will go 90 yards with his first touch of the season, Matt Schuler. He sees the rush coming, and they've got him wrapped up. Down he goes into the arms of Mason Green, his second sack in as many weeks.
Tonight's game is sponsored by the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Three and oh through the first 3 weeks, the Panthers on an absolute roll offensively, scoring over 49 points per game. Tops in all of District 1, the defense none too shabby as well, and coming off a back-and-forth victory over Haverford a week ago on a special Saturday night down in Havertown. Panthers have a quick turnaround, a Friday night game here, 6 days to prepare for the Rams of Harriton, who are looking to get off the schneid, a tough start to the season for the Rams, but always game, always ready to go, and maybe drooling a little bit at watching the Panthers give up over 200 yards passing a week ago. They come in with a high-flying passing game and ready to defend the home turf here at Harriton High in Villanova, Pennsylvania. Good evening, everybody. 6:47 p.m. We're about 13 minutes from kickoff in week four on another. My goodness, Mike, we've been blessed with fantastic weather now through four straight weeks of the high school season here. A gorgeous night in southeastern Pennsylvania. And Strathaven, as we said, just off to a fantastic start. Haverford, again, back and forth. They gave up a lot of points, but scored a ton as well, 49-35. And now Harriton, with just three total touchdowns on the season, scored, and lopsided losses in each of the first 3 weeks. The Panthers really just want to take care of business tonight, do what they do well, and then with Garnet Valley still undefeated and looming 7 days from now back at home at George L. King Field, the Panthers have to be very careful tonight to avoid sort of a trap game, avoid looking ahead, and just take care of business over the next 48 minutes.
Yep, and you know, for the Harriton Rams, you know, and we go through this every year because there's usually a team that's just struggling terribly, and this year it seems to be Harriton at this stage of their season. And, you know, when you're winning games or even winning half your games, you know, it's pretty easy to go to practice every day. When you're getting clobbered and you're facing some big teams like they're facing with Strathaven tonight, it's tough to get motivated, but I fully expect Harriton to come out here and look crisp and clean and, you know, run as hard as they can and do what they're going to do trying to win this game and play a team that, you know, based on the numbers, seems to be well above their ability to be able to defeat. But they're going to play it as if they have every chance in the world to do it, and that's as it should be. And that takes a lot of motivation and a lot of guts, not only to come out on a Friday night, but to show up 4 days, you know, during the week for practice, you know, intense practices and trying to get better. On top of that, Harriton's just had a terrible issue with injuries and people stepping out. And, you know, when you're struggling to begin with it, you got to have your A game. And when you can't even do that, it's, I can imagine the kids are looking at each other going, well, you know, when do we get a break here? And, of course, in football, like many things in sports, you make your own breaks. So I certainly, being a homer and being a Strathaven fan, hope it's not tonight when they get their break. But on the other hand, we have nothing but respect for the team no matter what happens tonight, no matter what the score looks like. We hope they have a good game and that they're able to execute and they do as well as they can. That's all we can ask for. But kudos to them.
Head coach in his eighth year now, Justin Meller. He and I go way back. We used to play baseball against each other in high school decades ago now. But again, year after year, he puts out a team that it never lacks for effort or energy or you know, and they'll be creative. They'll try to figure a way to get things going. And again, it's been some tough sledding recently. But that being said, in the loss last week to Lower Merion, which on the scoreboard was lopsided, but I will say that game was tied after at the end of the first quarter. A couple of turnovers hurt Harrington in the passing game. But, you know, Strathaven coming off a week where they gave up over 200 yards in the air. Now looking at second-year starter Logan Rothberg, who's just a junior, he was 17 for 29 for 216 yards throwing it last week. So, again, with four wide receivers, sometimes five wide receivers, a spread, the Panthers will be tested in the secondary. Speaking of the secondary, Panthers still without Greg Belleville, who's still out with injury. Out again tonight is Ben Farabaugh. Also out of the lineup tonight is starting corner Chase Nangle and starting defensive end Mason Green. So the Panthers have some walking wounded as well who will not be on the field tonight. But at the same time, Harrington had a number of good players go down a week ago. Out of the lineup, three two-way starters, really. Kyle Barnes, who's a wide receiver and defensive back, Aiden Newman, another wide receiver and defensive back, and Josh Smith, an inside linebacker and running back, all out of the lineup tonight for the Rams. So both teams will have some new faces on the field, and Rothberg with a couple of new targets to throw it to. And speaking of new targets, on the Strathaven side, Sam Milligan's found some different receivers over the last couple of weeks. He's been incredibly efficient, completing 67% of his passes. And last week, just two guys caught passes and were targeted in the passing game. The fullback in the flat, Anthony Crawford, extremely effective. And then Aiden Sutherland on the stat sheet, two big catches as a split end. And, again, nice to see some different weapons to mix
in.
And
for Strathaven to throw to a split end, I mean, my goodness, is the world coming to an end? Well, maybe, but that's another story. Yeah, that's, you know, Haven is not known for passing. And even Coach Clancy in the article this past week was, you know, it was brought up that he just doesn't pass. It's not part of the wing tee format. You pass occasionally. But he has great confidence in the wing tee. It's a little hard to argue with considering he's the winningest coach in Delaware County. But, you know, this is a year that if they're going to pass, they're going to do it. They have a great quarterback in Milligan. They've got great receivers. They've got both, you know, doubling his running backs and obviously split ends and tight ends and things like that. So, you know, we'd like to see more passing because we know that we've been victimized by defenses constantly playing us against the run and filling the box. And without a valid passing game, there's no reason they shouldn't do that. So we're seeing enough of it being mixed up. Certainly was effective against Haverford and Marple Newtown the week before. So, you know, look, they seem to be firing on all cylinders, seem to be doing what they need to do. I think that halfback, I almost call it a screen because they do try to suck him in a little bit from the line to get him to over to commit. And that's just a great play that's worked very well and I think very difficult to defend in a high school game.
Speaking of difficult to defend, the three-headed monster in the backfield, Anthony Crawford, Matt Schuller, and Chase Barlow, Panthers averaging 9.1 yards per carry through the first 3 weeks. Almost unheard of, equally unheard of. You have three running backs all over 300 yards, all averaging over 100 yards per game through the first 3 weeks of the season. In two of the three wins, all three of them went over 100 in the actual game itself. So just weapons galore here for the Panthers. And it all starts up front with that senior offensive line and the two tight ends, Green and Nate Perlman. Again, Green out of the lineup tonight. We'll probably see Aiden Sutherland kick inside a little bit at tight end a little more often. But we'll take a peek once they line up and get ready to go. Speaking of which, the teams are on the sidelines now. The home teams here in front of us, Harrington in fire engine red jerseys with white helmets and the white H on the side of the helmet and white numerals and black pants. Over on the far sideline, second week in a row, the Panthers on the road in their white jerseys, silver pants with black numerals and silver helmets. We mentioned Coach Meller for the Rams in his eighth year, Coach Clancy in his 40th season coaching football in Delaware County. The first nine at Archbishop Carroll, and now at Strathaven for his 31st season here. He's got started here in 1991, as Mike mentioned, the winningest coach in Delaware County history. He has, up after last week's win, that puts him up to 322 total wins, 255 of them now for the silver and black. Captains tonight for the Panthers include Matt Schuler, Chase Barlow, and Nick Filios, and they're joined by Nate Pertigon. And we'll check the captains in a moment here for Harriton. The officials are talking things over on the near sideline.
It is warm, and well, it's not warm. It's probably in the, mid-70s tonight?
Low 70s.
Yeah, very humid, though. Very humid. Of course, there's so much moisture in the air. Yeah. It rained up here earlier today. It certainly does not. I mean, we have dark clouds, but I don't think we're going to get any rain tonight, said the weather forecast. That's really Pete Fulginetti's job, but he seems to have been quiet, so everything's okay. No rain, he just said. His mic isn't on this part of the game because he breathes too heavy. So,
we'll hear from Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti at halftime, and maybe they can breathe heavy over the Phillies. That's with suddenly are
Phillies. We're not talking about the Phillies. Those bums.
Gonna suck us in this weekend.
They have already done it the last two nights.
Well, that game last night was one for the ages.
Oh my! All right, the Rams captains meeting at midfield, and I mentioned Nate Pertigon. It's actually Jack Beck tonight is your fourth captain for the Rams. You've got number 54, Holden Daggett. Number 7, your running back tonight is Ben Fisher. Number 10, Logan Rothberg, your quarterback and defensive back, along with number 11, the all-central defensive back, Matt Krebs. And Krebs led the team with 6 catches for 102 receiving yards as well. He'll be targeted often, I would think, tonight, especially minus a couple of offensive weapons due to injury. So the Panthers will be moving left to right as we start things. They have deferred and have decided to kick it away. And after the Well, when we come back, we'll be ready for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff here from Villanova at Harriton High School. Rams and Panthers ready to go in week 4 on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Harriton High School marching band playing the Star Spangled Banner, ready to rock and roll here on a beautiful Friday night. Panthers will tee it up with senior kicker Charlie Shankweiler. They're going to have to think ahead to next year, but enjoying the soccer goalie for another season. Charlie's second team all-league a year ago and off to a fine start this year with 15 of 17 on extra points and a couple of touchbacks to his credit in the kicking game. And we'll have some scores from elsewhere around District 1 and District 12 as the night goes on. Quick schedule update. Academy Park and Chichester postponed tonight. Academy Park, there was a threat against the school district early this morning. It canceled the entire school day for the whole district, unfortunately. So Chichester Academy Park is postponed. But we hope to have updates from the Haverford and Ridley game. We should have Pencrest Marple updates along with Springfield Radnor, Upper Darby, and Garnet Valley in the Central League, along with some others around District 1. We'll try to keep you posted as the evening progresses. But here in front of us, Panthers again will kick it away, and Harriton will receive and move right to left here on their home turf. Matt Krebs, along with number 3, Jay Cahill, stand deep at about their 5-yard line at the hash marks, awaiting the kick from Shankweiler. All right, Mike Mayer, we are ready to go. Week 4 underway with Shankweiler's high end over end kick coming down to Krebs. He'll field it on his heels at the 9-yard line. Comes up the middle, now cuts out to his left towards the home sideline. Upfield across the 25 is wrapped up there nicely at the 29. Tackle made by number 20, Marco Kaufman, and that brings Harrington's offense on the field. Led by junior quarterback Logan Rothberg, Ben Fisher's your running back. Matt Krebs, along with Dylan Becker and Jeremiah Patterson, rounding out the offensive backfield. Let's see, they've got a couple of subs in there. Now split end to the right is Gavin Kingarski. We'll get to the offensive line momentarily. Shotgun spread, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Rothberg fires on first down, incomplete. Receiver cut inside, he threw outside, and Austin Connor on defense there, incomplete. It falls. Second and 10 upcoming. Offensive line for Harrington includes the center, second team all-leaguer last year, Ryan Marsh. Seth Rubin and Holden Daggett are your guards. Sam Groover and Andre Muller are the tackles. We'll get to the Strathaven defense momentarily. Here, 11:49 to play. Second down in the first quarter. Second down and 10 as Harrington sends Jay Cahow split end to the right. Two receivers to the right, tight end to the right as well. Motion man is Krebs from right to left. They give to the tailback Fisher, and he'll cross the 30, and he'll pick up a couple. Not much doing. Ethan Barrar and Nick Filios on the stop. So Barrar kicks out the defensive end tonight in place of Mason Green. Filios and Jason Williams up front there in the middle at defensive tackle. Nate Harrington checks in now on passing downs as well. The other defensive end is Nate Perlman. Inside linebackers, Anthony Crawford and Bobby Fuskas. Outside linebackers, Matt Schuler and Chase Barlow. And your corners tonight, A.J. Glavicek and Austin Connor. Aiden Sutherland is your free safety. Four wide receivers on third down and six. From the 32, Rothberg fires to the right flat. Incomplete. Good coverage from Schuler, as it was intended for number 18, Dylan Becker. And tough start there for Harrington. They'll go three and out with 11:07 to play.
If Becker had made the catch, Schuler was right on him, so that would have been a quick tackle. It would have succeeded in any event.
Fourth and six, and again, a different punter tonight with Smith out of the lineup, so it looks like it'll be Holden Daggett awaiting the punt snap at his 20-yard line. Deep to return, Aiden Sutherland and Matt Schuler, they await inside their 40. Low end-over-end kick. It's going to take a hop and go right into the lap of Schuler at the 33-yard line. He cuts to his left, coming up to the left hash mark. Stiff arm, turns a corner at the 40, 45, still on his feet at midfield. A nice return for Matt Schuler into Harrington territory at the 47-yard line. The Panthers start there, first and 10. Your quarterback is Sam Milligan. Fullback, Anthony Crawford. Halfbacks, Chase Barlow and Matt Schuler. The tight ends tonight, Nate Perlman and Aiden Sutherland. We'll see Sutherland split end as well at times. Jack Beck is your center. Nick Filios and Ethan Barrar, the guards. Jake Millett and Aiden Williams, the bookend tackles. First and 10 for the Panthers. They break the huddle with a wing tee. Two tight ends. Under center is Milligan. Wing left is Schuler. First down give is to Crawford, who bounces outside across the 45. Carrying tacklers inside the 40. Tumbles down to the 36. Give him 11 and a first down for the big junior, 200-pounder. Coming off a three-touchdown week against Haverford last Saturday night. Had 146 yards rushing, three scores. Also had over 40 yards receiving. He did it all in that one. In the meantime here, another fresh set of downs in here. Going to get an official's whistle and going to have a substitution for Harrington here. A injury, hopefully this is minor, as Zach Friedant checks out. I'm sorry, that's Colin Sullivan, the freshman linebacker. He's getting checked out here on the sideline. All right, we'll get to the Harrington defense in a moment. First and 10 for the Panthers at the Rams 41-yard line. Wing tee again. Wing left is Schuler. They gave it to Barlow off the left side, looking for running room into the secondary, and explodes. Look out. Schuler cuts it back. Turns inside the 10, inside the 5. Barlow again on his first carry. Takes it to the house for the second week in a row. Chase Barlow from 41 yards out. Panthers on the board in just their second play.
That was, we were all kind of waiting for something like that to happen, and sure enough, it did.
Barlow, you know, it is incredible. The length of his touchdown runs this year, 40s, 50s, 60 yards over and over again. And Chase got some good blocking and, again, excellent vision and balance takes it the rest of the way. Extra point is on the way. Plenty of leg for Shankweiler. Sneaks it inside the left upright. And it is 7-0 Strathaven. 10-13 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll see if the Rams can answer when we come back. Glad you're listening live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with havenfootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Jace Barlow's ninth touchdown run of the season already, and we're just not even 2 minutes into game four as the Panthers on top 7-0. Quick shout-out to our Colorado listeners, Uncle Ed, if you're checking in. We'll hope to thanks for listening, and we'll see you in person in a couple of weeks. Here we go. Shankweiler, end-over-end kick's going to come down to Krebs at the 8-yard line. Straight up the middle he goes. Looks to have a little room here. Panthers lose contain, and here he comes up the near sideline. 35-40, and Shankweiler, the kicker, bangs him out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So nice work there by Krebs. Just, hey, run to daylight, right? Find yourself some room, and excellent field position now for Harrington. They trail at 7-0, but will start at their own 43-yard line. Here in with 10:06 to play in the opening quarter.
Once again, kick coverage looks to be an issue for Strathaven.
Yep, it's been going on all year long.
Still, always things to clean up, and that is certainly one of them. All right, two receivers to either side. Pistol look here for Rothberg, and now he shifts the running back to his right hip. On first down, looks, fires the quick seam route. Intercepted, going the other way is Matt Schuller. No one will catch him, and Matt Schuller will score on defense for the first time this year. He will go 49 yards to the house. Schuller with the pick six, and it's 13-0 Strathaven.
Oh, boy.
Rothberg had the same fate a week ago against Lower Merion, threw two interceptions. One in the second half that was returned for a touchdown, and Matt Schuller's first interception of the year. He rounds out the secondary. Everyone in the secondary now has at least one interception, and Schuller's sprint for six has the Panthers on top now 14-0 as Shankweiler pounds through the extra point. 9:57 to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 Strathaven. We'll take a quick break to update Twitter and see what the Rams can do when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Matt Schuller's first interception of the year. He had one a year ago, and as a first-team All-Central and All-Delco defensive back a year ago, he's been fantastic in coverage, but finally gets one that he can squeeze for the first interception of the season. He runs it back for the touchdown, 49 yards. Shankweiler's kickoff here, angling to the sideline, goes out of bounds. So they tried the pooch kick, angling to the left sideline, and illegal procedures the call, and pretty good field position now for the Rams to get started. So Schuller, again, had a couple of really nice plays over the last couple of weeks, knocking balls away in key moments, but and had one play in the Haverford game a week ago where he felt like he should have had an interception, jumped a quick slant route, and couldn't quite hang on to it. But that one hit him right between the numbers and nobody in front of him to run it all the way back with 9:57 to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 Strathaven. The Rams will try it again. Two receivers to either side. Pistol look for Rothberg. He's in the gun, waiting the snap on first down. The give inside is to the tailback and going for maybe the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. To the 35 is, I believe, Ben Fisher. Fisher, no gain on the play. The Rams, for all their prowess a week ago in the pass game, in the loss to Lower Merion, had negative yardage rushing. So this is not a line that's going to blow people off the ball, and really do need to get something clicking in the short passing game to, at the very least, keep the Panthers' offense on the sideline. Trying to get something going here on second down and 10. From their own 35, Harrington, two receivers to the left, one to the right, and back to passes Rothberg. Looking, firing to the outside, underneath, it's complete. Nice work there on a shallow cross. That's the freshman, Colin Sullivan. That is a 6'2", 185-pound ninth grader. So they're excited about him, and he takes it out to the 40-yard line. Brings up third down and 5. Nice work there on the delivery on the shallow cross. Mike's working on getting our Twitter update posted here, but we'll keep things going with 8:45 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven 14, Harrington nothing. Harrington with the ball at their own 40. They'll snap it from the left hash. Third down and 5, they go with a bunch trips formation to the right. Now they move him in real tight to the line. Krebs with Sullivan in front of him. And a pistol look here for Rothberg. On third and 5, takes a quick snap, fires to the out, incomplete, in and out of the hands of Krebs. He had Bobby Fuskas breathing hard coming in quickly and took his eye off it momentarily. It falls to the turf. Fourth and 5, and looks like the punt team's coming back on. So another 3-and-out here for Harrington. This is could get out of hand pretty quickly here unless the Rams can come up with something special here on fourth down or get a defensive stop, a turnover, something to go their way. Daggett awaits the punt snap, takes it, no pressure, steps into it, low line drive kick. It's going to hit off Austin Connor. That's a live ball. Scramble for it, and the Panthers still pick it up. Nice work by Aiden Sutherland on the recovery. Low line drive punt actually hit one of the, Connor is actually trying to take care of blocking, and the ball hit him in the back of the legs as he's running down with the Rams gunner in a scramble for it at the 40. Aiden Sutherland pounces on it, and the Panthers.
And Harrington was very close to getting that ball. I mean, it just didn't bounce their way, but that kind of punt, that can create utter chaos in the backfield.
That's the kind of break we just said they need. Right. You know, the Rams really needed something to bounce their way there. It didn't. And now the Panthers, first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Wing to the right is Barlow with two tight ends. Milligan takes the snap. It's Schuler on the give. Cuts it back, and now it's a sprint. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat. 20. Matt Schuler, 60 yards later, he's into the end zone. Panthers by 3 scores just 4 minutes into the game.
Whoa.
It's,
This is tough to watch, quite frankly.
It's gone from bad to worse here for the Rams, and the Panthers just too much speed, and again, spectacular blocking.
The blocking was just, it just was overwhelming, literally.
Excellent work there by Jake Millette at right tackle, along with the tight end to that side, Perlman. Extra point on the way. Shankweiler is 3 for 3, and the Panthers up 21-0 just 4 minutes into this one. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Harrington still battling here, trying to get something going on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
The Panthers have snapped it 3 times. 2 of them have landed in the end zone. Crawford with an 11-yard run, followed by Barlow's 41-yard touchdown, followed by Schuler's 60-yard touchdown, and just 4 minutes into the game, It's 21-0. Shankweiler, high end-over-end kick's going to drive Krebs deep inside the five. He's going to field it at the one. Looking for room up the hash. Now cuts out to his left to the near sideline. He's going to shed one tackle, two tackles, and still takes it out to the 27-yard line. Nice work there by Brandon Miller on the tackle. Brandon Miller with a big, big play in that win over Haverford a week ago, recovering an onside kick when the Panthers didn't seem ready for it, frankly. Yeah, but he made an incredible won an incredible wrestling match with four red shirts on top of him, and here with a nice tackle to give Harrington their worst field position of the night so far. The Rams will snap it from the left hash at their own 28-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. In the gun is Rothberg. With a halfback behind him, takes the snap, looks out to his left, firing under heavy pressure, and they've got him. Ethan Barrar squashes him from behind, backside pressure, loss of five on the play, and Ethan Barrar's first sack of the season as he kicks out the defensive end, brings up second down and 15. I was talking to his dad before the game, and that was that was exciting. Just a little, they're sitting right outside the booth, so I think there's a little extra clapping out of my left ear here. Big play by Ethan, brings up second down. And call it 17 as they move it back to, now call it 15. They're about the 22-yard line. All right, Rothberg, same formation. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Fisher stands behind him in the backfield with a pistol look here on second down, looking, fires to the flat. It's complete to Fisher. He's crossed the 20 and has some running room. Nice work there by Fisher to take it out across the 30, and Anthony Crawford wrestles him down there at the 32. So gain of 10 on the play brings up a much more manageable third down and 6. Nice work there. First grab of the night for Fisher. Rothberg now 2 out of 6 throwing it for 15 yards and one interception. Third down and call it 6 from the 32.
Where they need a first down desperately here.
Split end to the right is Colin Sullivan. To the near side left is Gavin Kingarski. Two receivers in the slot right as well. Krebs closest to the formation. Third down and a long 6. Rothberg back looking to the right side. Fires outside. It is juggled. Incomplete. Cahow singled up out there. Had a chance to make a play. Was cutting inside. There was room there. Just could not squeeze it. And now fourth down and 6. And I think Coach Meller is going to say, keep them... Nope, they're going to send the punt team back on. Man, a couple of drops here in the early going here for Harrington. Otherwise, again, you can at least keep that Panther offense off the field. All right. Garnet Valley also leading 21-0 at against Upper Darby. So they're matching punch for punch here, Panthers and Jaguars. They get to go head-to-head next week. Low punt. It's going to take a Harrington roll inside the 40, and it'll stop dead at the 39-yard line. Good decision there for Sutherland and Schuler to let it roll, and Panthers will take over first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Well, as we mentioned a moment ago, it's three snaps for the Panthers.
Yep.
And they're up to 112 yards rushing already. So, first down from the 39. Two tight ends, Perlman to the right, Sutherland to the left. Milligan under center, motion man is Barlow, and back to pass is Milligan. Has time, fires the flat, complete to Schuler across the 50, 45, carrying tacklers inside the 40-yard line of Harrington. Right on the money, Milligan to Schuler, down to the 37-yard line for a first down. Give him a gain of 24 on the first connection of the night. Schuler had a couple of catches in the win over Marple Newtown and was not involved in the pass game a week ago, but here it's first and 10. Panthers threatening again. They'll snap from the left hash at the 37-yard line of Harrington. Wing left Schuler, Barlow, and Crawford in the backfield. Gives to Schuler with sweeping to the right side. Has a blocker out in front. Cuts inside of him. And Schuler still on his feet. Shedding tacklers inside the 20. Down to the 16. 21 yards later, Matt Schuler just ripping off chunks of yardage every which way.
For those people who are looking for our tweets, our video tweets, it's not going to happen. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to call somebody because this is the second week in a row. Tweet video hasn't worked. Obviously, we're continuing to tweet the scores and updates, so that's getting through. But the videos, we're not going to try anymore.
First and 10 from the 16, the Panthers. Again with two tight ends, Perlman to the right, Sutherland to the left. Backfield is Shuler and Crawford. On first and 10, Barlow in motion. They go toss to Barlow, looking for him off the left side, trying to get a block, does get it. Cuts inside, still on his feet inside the 10. He's near first down yardage. They're going to put it down at the 5, 11 yards later. Barlow has given the Panthers another first down. It'll be first and goal to go from the 5. So the Panthers, 5 rushing plays, have gone for 11, 41, 60, 21, and 11 yards. Incredible in the early going here. And now 4 cracks at it from the 5-yard line. They'll snap from the left hash. 440, 439, and counting to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven leading 21-0 and looking for more here. Gives to Crawford off the left side, and he will bounce his way into the end zone. Anthony Crawford punches it in, his first touchdown of the night. Panthers sharing it well. Each of the backfield mates with a touchdown now as Crawford punches it in. 27-0, extra point pending. 4:30 to play here in the opening quarter, and Charlie Shankweiler coming on for a fourth time for the extra point.
With 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
It's been a rough start, to say the least, here for Harrington. Shankweiler out of Milligan's hold. Ball spotted, kick is away. It is long enough, and it is
no good.
He hooked it to the left, so the score stays 27-0. Be back in just a moment. Stick with us. Glad you're with us, live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thanks, Jaws, for sending it back. Anthony Crawford's 5th rushing touchdown of the season has stretched the lead here for the Panthers. 27-0, 4:30 to play here in the opening quarter. Garnet Valley leading Upper Darby 21-0. We're trying to keep you updated on a few other scores as well. Here, Charlie Shankweiler, high end over end kickoff. This will be Krebs taking it at the 10-yard line at the right hash. Cuts back to his left again. He's going to come to the near sideline. Has room, 30, 35, and pushes his way out to the 38 and gives the home crowd reason to get excited. Nice work there by Krebs with another good return. So now, can the Harrington offense get clicking here? Right now, it's been tough sledding here. They are technically negative yardage in the rush game if you count the sack there from Ethan Barrar on the last series. And just 15 yards passing thus far. Fourth possession of the night here for the Rams. Two receivers to either side. Rothberg is a pistol look and now shifts Ben Fisher to his left hip. Krebs in motion from right to left. They give it to Fisher and right up the middle. Ethan Barrar says no. Nothing doing. Ball popped out late as Bobby Fuskas came in to clean up. But another nice play by Ethan Barrar. And
update on the Garnet Valley game. They're on the 3-yard line. Just scored again. So it's now 28-0 Garnet Valley. Obviously, they're keeping pace with us.
Yeah. That is. We'll talk about that at halftime maybe. But next week's game is going to be
barn burner.
Quite a battle.
I hope.
Yeah. I think Garnet would still be your prohibitive favorite, but the Panthers will have a lot to say about that a week from now. Here, still trying to take care of Harrington, 2nd down and 9. Rothberg rolling to his right, looking, has time, steps up, fires hard and high to the outside, incomplete.
Coverage is good. Yeah. Panthers are right on their men.
Krebs, the intended receiver, out near the first down marker, but Fuskas underneath and Shuler over the top. Not much of a window there for Rothberg to squeeze that in. Jake Millett checks out, and Nate Harrington checks in at defensive tackle on a passing down here, third down and 9. Clock stopped at 3:36 to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers 27, Harrington nothing. Harrington taking their time in the huddle here.
Maybe too much time. This is going to do well. Tough to pull this one off.
Unionville leading Sun Valley 7-6 late in the first quarter. Here, Rothberg with two receivers to the left. Tight end to the left now as well. Pistol look on 3rd and 9. He's back. Looking left now. Over the middle. He fires complete. Oh, incomplete. Fantastic throw there from Rothberg to the back shoulder of Krebs, going right up the hash mark, and he could not squeeze it. So another almost play for Harrington.
That was a hard pass to catch because it was on the back shoulder. So, and it hit him right in the pad, bounced right off.
As you mentioned, Mike, on the previous play, excellent coverage. There's just not much room to thread that in there, but
and you're going to go for it on 4th.
I mean, that's as good a spot as you can put that ball.
Yep.
And, again, it would have been terrific catch there from Krebs. And you're right, Mike. They're going for it. They're going to keep the offense on the field here. 3:32 to play here in the first. 4th and 9 from their own 39. Harrington trying to get something going. 3 receivers to the right. Back to pass. And they're going to get a timeout first. Okay. Yeah, you thought delay a game, but no. Coach Meller calls timeout and is going to want to talk things over, and we'll take a short timeout with them. 3:31 to play in the opening quarter. Big 4th and 9 for Harrington when we come back. Glad you're listening on HavenFootball.net.
You've seen these young men make incredible catches. You've seen them run faster and hit harder than seems possible. You've seen them succeed against almost impossible odds. Now see them wash your car. That's right, Saturday, September 25th from 8:30 until 11:30, members of the Strathaven football team will wash your car. Donations are $10 per car, but they'll be happy to take more. All proceeds go directly to benefit the players. Come join in the fun and support your team. That's Saturday, September 25th, 8:30 until 11:30 a.m.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good. Right here at havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. Strathaven 27, Harrington nothing. 4th and 9 upcoming for the Rams. A couple of other quick score updates. We mentioned just before the break, Sun Valley trailing Unionville 7-6. Upper Darby has scored on a 65-yard run, so that score up to 28-7. Also in the Central League tonight, they are even over at Ridley. Ridley and Haverford at 7-7.
Really?
Late in the first quarter. Here we go, 4th and 9 for the Rams. 2 receivers left, and now Rothberg backing up, sets up a screen underneath, incomplete, nobody home. They came out of the timeout, and there was just no receiver in the area. The blockers were set up for it, and Rothberg just had nowhere to go with it.
And it was a good screen. I mean, they set it up nicely. They sucked in everybody real good, and it was wide open, just nobody there to receive the ball.
Beautiful play design there on that 4th down. That would have easily converted had there been a man in the area for Harrington.
Right. I don't know how the screen got confused.
Coming out of a timeout, especially. Coach Meller is going to be frustrated with that one. But the Panthers will take over 1st and 10 at the Harrington 39. In the backfield now, Bobby Fuskas at fullback and Austin Connor at halfback. On 1st down, the give is to Fuskas. Room off left tackle. He'll push his way for a few across the 35 and down to the 33. So Fuskas picks up 6 on his first carry of the night. And my guess is we're not going to see Crawford, Barlow, and Schuler carry the ball again this evening. Trying to get out of here happy and healthy.
Yep.
3:04 to play here in the opening quarter. Aiden Sutherland in the game now at tight end. Also in the game at wingback in place of Barlow is Nate Harrington. Harrington, wing right. Give is to Connor, who's going to push across the 30, inside the 30 to the 26. Nice work there. On the stop by big 71, Ryan Marsh. And it will bring up 1st down as they move the sticks to the 27-yard line. Nice work on their carry by Connor, his 1st of the evening. Panthers going to keep that clock moving. 2:34 and counting to play here in the opening quarter Again with two tight ends, Milligan under center. Nine men in the box. They give it to Harrington off the left side. He cuts it back. He's got a broken tackle there inside the 15, maybe. They'll put it down to 15. Nice work there by Harrington. Harrington tackling Harrington.
That's right.
Easy for me to say. 12 yards later, it's another Panther first down.
Yeah, and the Haven offense is just opening up humongous holes. I mean, really, you're looking at a lot of, you know, late linebacking and possibly corners and stuff that they're picking them up.
First and 10 for the Panthers at the 15. Under center is Milligan. Turns, gives to Fuska. Straight up the middle, he cuts to his right, breaking tackles, carrying people inside the 5, down to the 3. Fuskas rips off a bunch. 12 more for the junior fullback. And he's got the Panthers set up first and goal to go. Clock ticks. 146, 145 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers 27, Rams nothing. And knocking on the door looking for more here. Jack Beck, the center, over the football. At the 3-yard line, Panthers with four cracks at it from here. Wing left is Austin Connor. They give to Harrington, looking for room, pushes his way into traffic and not much doing. Nice neck job there, collapsing the pile by Marsh and Fisher crashing in as well, so no gain there for Harrington. As the clock continues to melt on this explosive first quarter for the Panthers. We'll be inside a minute as Sam Milligan jogs in the play. It'll be second and goal to go from the 3. Panthers trying to get some push up front here. Connor in the backfield with Fuskas. It's Connor off the right side, and he'll be stopped short. Nice work there. Excellent job by number 1, Sage Angelus. Angelus with a stop after a gain of just 2. It'll be third and goal from the 2. Panthers taking turns well. They have 6 different ball carriers, all with 2 carries tonight. So,
think they'll send Milligan in on this one?
I don't know. If I'm Coach Clancy, I'm going to say I'm trying maybe not to get Milligan touched tonight. Just turn around, hand it to somebody else, and keep him healthy for next week. 11 seconds, 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Give is to Fuskas, straight up the middle, in for the touchdown. Bobby Fuskas pounds it in on the ground for the first time this year. He had a fumble return for a score in week 1. This one punched in from 1 yard out, and the Panthers up by 5 scores, and now on for the extra point, Charlie Shankweiler. 3 carries for 19 yards on that drive for Bobby Fuskas. And with 7 seconds to play here in the first, Shankweiler trying to stretch the lead now. Extra point is on the way, and it is good. 34-0. We'll take a short timeout. Be back for the tail end of the first quarter. Panthers clicking on all cylinders here at Harrington on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Bobby Fuskas pounds it in from the 1 yard line. Good balance there from him. Nate Harrington and Austin Connor on the 39 yard scoring drive, and the Panthers lead it 34-0. Charlie Shankweiler kicking it away for what may be the final play of the first quarter. Krebs standing deep. High end over end kick's going to come in the direction of turning up this near sideline. You got a new returner back there. Makes one man miss, and then Harrington says that's enough. Knocks him out of bounds. That's number 3, Jay Cahow. They snuck back there, and nice return there for Cahow, and it'll be Well, the it's zero. There's 1/10 of a second remaining here on the.
As soon as it set the ball,
and now you're going to get. Oh, they're going to call Harrington for an hit out of bounds. I don't know that. Yeah, well, there's a personal foul.
Yeah, there was a personal foul there.
Yeah, but not against Harrington. Against
Harrington.
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 The Panthers.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, this is going to be a battle all night. Yeah. So, all right. So Harrington with the tackle at the sideline. Not sure what else he might have done there, but at any rate, they'll march it out to the 46-yard line. Good field position here for Harrington, not Harrington. Harrington, the Rams, with three wide receivers. Two to the left, one to the right for Logan Rothberg on first down. From his 46, he takes the shotgun snap. Looking, now they set up the screen underneath, complete to Krebs across the 46, and that's enough right there, says Anthony Crawford. They'll gain maybe two on the final play of the first quarter, so good to get Rothberg back on track with a short completion to Krebs, his favorite receiver. But we've come to the end of one, and it's Panthers 34, Rams nothing. Stick with us. We'll be back for the start of the second quarter momentarily. Thanks again to our generous sponsors for keeping things rolling on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at havenfootball.net.
Second quarter, ready to begin here from Harrington High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with color commentary, engineering, and everything else on the website. Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti helping with the stats and spotting, and we'll hear from them at halftime as well. 34-0, Strathaven on top. A very good first quarter, to say the least, for the Panthers. Five touchdowns on really just a handful of plays from scrimmage. A couple handfuls of plays. All right, here we go. Second down and 8 for the Rams at their own 42-yard line. Logan Rothberg in the gun. Bunch trips to the right. He's looking that way. Finds it. Krebs at the line of scrimmage. Cuts, makes one man miss, and nice work by Crawford to wrap him up at the Panther 49. So a short gain of 3 brings up third down and about 5. But Krebs had a couple of passes go through his hands in the first quarter there. So nice to see they're getting him back on track.
I tell you, that screen was really well set up. There were two blockers on Crawford. He shucked both of them.
Yeah.
And made the play. I mean, that's not good.
All right, two receivers to either side. Third down and 5 from the Panther 49. Rothberg, back to pass, looking, has time to now seize part up the middle. He's going to step into near the first down yard marker, and we'll see. Run out of bounds there by Glavicek and Schuler. Gave some ground there, but I think they're still going to give him forward progress.
43, it
looks
like.
To the Panther 44 or so. That should be enough for a first down, the first of the night for the Rams. Excellent coverage there by the secondary, and that'll move the sticks and give Rothberg a gain of 5. And the first down of the night for the Rams. Nice work there by the junior quarterback on the scramble. Clock ticks, 11:05 and counting to play here before halftime. At halftime, my guess is we'll hear from Pete and Andrew and Mike on Phillies and Eagles and so forth, but we'll try to keep you...
At least one of them.
Okay. Well, score updates after this play here a little closer to home. All right, three receivers bunched to the right of the formation. Moving left to right here in the second quarter. Harrington takes the short shotgun snap, give inside, and making one man miss, still on his feet across the 40, and nice run there on his first carry of the night for Jeremiah Patterson. He'll take it to the Strathaven 37 for a gain of 7. Best play of the night in the run game by far. Brings up second down and about 3. Jason Williams checks in. Nate Perlman checks out on the defensive line. Jeremiah was shifty in between the tackles right there. Yep. Made a couple people miss. He is 5'7", 150-pound junior. He stands behind Rothberg in the pistol formation on second down and about three. Two receivers to either side. Back to passes. Rothberg has time. He wants it all. Down the middle he goes. Has Krebs out there. Makes the catch in traffic and hangs on despite the hit from Sutherland. Nice work by Matt Krebs. Squeezing that one inside the five. They'll mark him down at the two. Gain of 35. Krebs.
That was a pretty pass. I'll give it that, boy. It was right on the money.
All kinds of time to throw, and right on the money is right. Excellent job there. Right down the seam, and Krebs, all of a sudden, three catches for 40 yards, all on this drive. Ben Fisher jogs in the play with Logan Rothberg here for the Rams. They'll have four cracks at it. They'll put mark it down at the three-yard line. Colin Sullivan checks out. So, Panther defense tested for the first time tonight. They lead 34 to nothing, but knocking on the door for the first time are the Rams. Two backs stand behind Rothberg in the pistol. He's rolling to his right, looking. He fires at the flat. It is in and out of the hands. Krebs was open.
Yep, he sure was.
Could not squeeze it, and it brings up second and goal.
He was open and had about two steps on
Schuller.
Sean Schuller, yeah.
So, nice play design. And, again, Matt Krebs, terrific athlete, free safety, first team all-league a year ago in the shortened season. And it's certainly been a weapon in the first few weeks here in the pass game as a receiver.
Yeah, I'm a little – well, you got to know your kids, but I'm not too sure I'd be so anxious to throw the ball down. And, oh, that was a safe pass because if it wasn't caught by Harrington, it wasn't going to be caught, but –
Krebs, slot to the right. Cahow, slot to the right, split to the right as well. Now they shift Fisher, slot right as well, and now you're going to get a whistle pre-snap. Let's see.
Timeout,
Harrington, their second of the half. All right, Coach Meller and the Rams want to talk things over with 9-12 remaining before halftime, 34-0 Strathaven. But the Rams looking to punch it in from the three when we come back. Stick with us on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second and goal to go for the Rams from the Panther 3-yard line. A 35-yard pass from Rothberg to Krebs as the Rams knocking on the door. By far their best drive of the night, best field position of the night, and now three cracks at it from the three. They come out of their second timeout with two receivers to the left, one to the right, tight end to the right is the freshman Sullivan. Jeremiah Patterson in the backfield behind Rothberg, who's in the gun. On second and goal from the three, motion man is Krebs. Back to pass, Rothberg under heavy pressure, dumps over the middle and incomplete. Austin Connor nearly picked it off at the goal line. Heavy pressure coming from Jason Williams and Nate Perlman.
Yeah, that was definitely a rush incomplete. He was running for his life backwards.
Dangerous throw there for Rothberg to dump it in the middle of the field. All right. 13.
Or throw it out of the end zone. Yeah, one of the two. Right. Yeah.
Well, when you're throwing off your back foot, there's only so much you can do there.
That's true, too. Yeah, when you're running
there's
the
only so
direction.
Much power you can get on the ball.
Right. Jason Williams, the junior, 255-pounder coming at you. That's that's a lot to deal with.
Plus the earth is shaking.
Third and goal from the three. Bunch formation, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Patterson in the backfield. He shifts to the left now. Rothberg takes the snap, looks to his right, has time, pressure coming, and is deflected away by Matt Schuler. Excellent coverage on the tight end, Sullivan. Matt Schuler with another big play in the secondary.
Boy.
Brings up fourth and goal from the three.
That is a nice play. Great coverage.
Sullivan, big target there too, 6'2", as the tight end, just a freshman. But Schuler in great position to make this play, and Panthers looking for one more stop.
Yep.
9:03 to play before halftime, fourth and goal to go from the three. Ridley has taken a lead on Haverford, 14-7. It's now 20-6 Unionville over Sun Valley. And we'll try to keep you posted on another.
Marple Newtown's up 14-0 on Springfield. On Pencrest.
On Pencrest. Okay, yes. Good. All right, here we go. Three receivers to the right on fourth and goal from the three. And now whistle and time out. Harrington. They want to make sure, hey, you've got your best play here. This is as deep as they've been in Panther territory all night. And they'll take talk things over. So, you know, we'll keep it right here and try to keep you. I'll try to dig for some more scores, Mike.
Yep, let me see. Wait a minute.
Conwell Egan leads Bonner 14-6.
Okay. Garnet Valley 28-6 over Upper Darby, last we heard.
34-12.
Oh, Garnet Valley scored again quickly, and now Upper Darby answered. Okay. Mike's getting updates from
my son.
From home. Okay. Garnet
my
Valley
son,
resident,
the
right?
resident of Garnet Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to think of my grandson playing for them.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's going to maybe I'll be
I've
retired
got that in
by
my,
then.
I've got that in my house, too. He's actually playing for them as a ninth grader.
Yeah, but you live there.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I still
I'm
live
in
the
same boat.
Well, that's true.
I know. What do you think,
true.
My,
when
what
we
do
call,
think my
when
next
call
7 days?
Game,
what do you
right.
think my next 7 days is going to be
yeah,
like?
Yeah, that's true. Particularly if Haven loses.
I'll sleep elsewhere. All right. Here we go. Fourth and goal from the three. Two receivers to either side. Two backs in the backfield with Rothberg. He's rolling to his right. Fourth and goal. Fire into the end zone. Has Krebs out there who makes a catch. Terrific job by Krebs to haul it in. Good coverage from Schuler. Krebs just went up in the air and made a play.
Yep, and that was a great pass because he was definitely just about in the grasp.
Rothberg was under heavy pressure and just put it where his guy had a chance. And the Rams on the board with 8:59 to play here in the second quarter. Nicely done. So, on for an extra point, or perhaps probably going for two here. Could be going for, yeah, it looks like they're going to keep the offense on the field. 34-6 at the moment. As, hey, why not connect again? Krebs with the
yeah, I mean,
35.
It's true.
He took him down
passes.
There. Yeah,
yeah.
He took him down there, got him to the 3-yard line with that 35-yard catch. And why not give him the prize there with the 3-yard touchdown. So a 2-point try upcoming here. Matt Krebs split to the left, three receivers bunched to the right. Pistol look here with Fisher behind Rothberg. He takes the snap. Looking out to his left, they throw the jump ball again, and Austin Connor says no. Swats it away 9 yards deep in the end zone, and the extra point try, no good. 34-6. Rams on the board with 8:59 to play. We'll take a short timeout. See what the Panthers can do with the offense when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with havenfootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op. Or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Harrington on the board here on their home turf. The Matt Krebs and Logan Rothberg connect 4 times on that scoring drive. Last a 3-yard strike on fourth down, and here we go. Short end-over-end kick's going to take a hop, and it'll come to Austin Sutherland, who's looking for running room, bounces outside down the far sideline, 35, maybe 37, 38-yard line when they unpile on the far sideline. Nice work there by Sutherland fielding it on a hop. And in on the stop, number 32, Jonas Epstein for the Rams.
I've got a Garner Valley update, 42-12, 8 minutes left in the half.
Okay, well, Like similar margin here, 34-6. Panthers, you know, a running clock in some respects, you know, has a chance to keep your team maybe a little healthier. And the Panthers with a chance perhaps to do that before halftime. But here, wing T, two tight ends, Milligan under center. Turn, the first down give is to Austin Connor. Room off the right side, and now it's a sprint. Good luck catching him. 40, 35, 30. Connor in a foot race inside the 20, and they do catch him, knocking him out of bounds all the way down to the 6, to the 5-yard line. Terrific hustle there from Harrington, but Austin Connor rips off his longest run of the season.
Mark him down at the 8, 55 on the play.
Well done. All right, they do step at the 8. First and goal from there, and Connor with, again, terrific lacrosse skills. He's had a nice season so far in the secondary, and now makes the most of his third carry of the night. He's up to 63 yards on the ground with 8:33 to play here before halftime. The Panthers have four cracks at it from the 8. Milligan under center. Fuskas is your fullback. Motion man is Harrington. Back to pass is Milligan, looking, firing to the end zone. Out there, and for his first touchdown of the season, the tight end, split end, is Austin Sutherland. Milligan and Sutherland for the first time ending up in the end zone. And the celebration leaves something to be desired. But nice delivery there from Milligan. Wide open, 8 yards deep in the end zone was Sutherland. And Milligan, 2 for 2 throwing it tonight. Well, they connected a couple times with Sutherland split wide a week ago, and good to see him connect there at the tight end spot. Here's Shankweiler on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Just like that, the Panthers answer 41-6 with 8:18 to play here before halftime. The Panthers just piling up the points here. And the Rams now a chance to answer when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sammy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
8:18 to play before halftime. The Panthers on the board again. Their sixth touchdown of the night already. This one, the first through the air. Sam Milligan connects on his fourth touchdown pass of the season. First touchdown reception of the year for Aiden Sutherland. That one from 8 yards out. And the Panthers on top now by 35. Charlie Shankweiler approaches high, short end-over-end kick. Going to take a hop at the 20-yard line, field at the 19. This is Cahal looking for room up the far sideline. Gives some ground, and that will not serve him well. He'll be dropped at the 22-yard line. Give him just 3 yards on the return as the Panthers swarm quickly. Nice work there by A.J. Glavichick in on the tackle for Strathaven. So not great field position here for the Rams. They'll start it at their own 22.
Yeah, I think you're going to see them throw and throw and throw.
Yeah, it's 6 for 17 throwing it so far is Logan Rothberg. 17 pass attempts through the first 15 minutes of action. That's
a lot of passing.
That's about a month worth of Strathaven passing. Here we go. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Rothberg with a pistol. And Fisher behind him. He's rolling to his right, looking, has time, fires back across the body, complete to Krebs at about the 30, steps away from one man and lunges out to the 36-yard line. Gain of 12 for Krebs, and another Ram first down.
And that was, Krebs was totally wide open. Nobody picked him up. It's going to be, have to, excuse me, I'm trying to talk here. That is going to be something the Panthers are going to have to look at.
Good protection that time, and Rothberg buying himself some time with the rollout. And in one way, threw back across his body, sometimes a no-no, but that one worked. First and 10 from the 36. Three receivers to the left. Rothberg give inside is to Fisher. Oh. He has stood up immediately. Harrington and Crawford absolutely light him up. Maybe a yard or two. Generous spot there to the 38-yard line, and he paid for it. Well, Fisher, 4 carries for 7 yards in the early going here. Panther defense stout against the run here tonight. They break the huddle with 7:15 and counting to play here in the opening, in the first half. Three receivers. Nope, now they're going to shift and put 2 receivers to either side. Nope, they're going to move them again. Krebs singled up to the near side. 3 receivers to the far side, to the left of Rothberg, who's in the gun. On 2nd and 8, back to pass. Looking, eyes downfield, and now they'll take and keep it himself. Panthers don't wrap up until Jason Williams finally tracks him down at the 49-yard line. Gain of 11 for Rothberg, and another Harrington first down. Nice hustle from Williams, who rushed the passer and makes the tackle 11 yards downfield.
That's a lot of running.
That's a lot of running for a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yep. And with a change of direction in there.
Yeah.
There will be some questions, perhaps, from the defensive coordinators after that play. Where is everybody else?
Nice run. And the poor lack of wrapping up on the tackles.
Right. All right, here we go. Harrington with 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, on 1st and 10 from their own 49. Rothberg, quick hit to the near side, complete to Cahow, and he's got a little bit of room, and Austin Connor will sling him down there and drop him, throws him backwards, but the forward progress will give him the 46. Gain of 5 on Cahow's first catch of the evening. 75 yards passing now for Rothberg.
A little bit of outrage from the fans.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're going to keep moving your legs and you're not going to go down, you know, there's only so many things left for a defensive, particularly a guy who's bigger than you are, to do. And that one is to dump you, which is exactly, you know, what he ended up doing. But nobody's at fault, neither the defender nor the runner. It's
he
just
played to the whistle. I mean, if anything, maybe the whistle blows a little sooner.
Right.
3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. On 2nd down and 5 from the Panther 46, Rothberg takes a snap, fires a lateral to the outside. It's a live ball, and it goes out of bounds back on the Harrington side of the 50. They're going to spot this back at the 48 near the original line of scrimmage. So they tried to hit Patterson out here in the flat. It actually went backwards. It's a loss on the play. We'll call that team -5 and bring up 3rd down and 10. We'll try to keep you updated on other scores here. We mentioned Springfield at halftime leading Radnor 16-0. Garnet Valley all over Upper Darby tonight out in Glen Mills. Ridley still leading 14-7 late in the second quarter. Here, 3rd and 11. 3 receivers to the right, and now they fake the lateral and looking for another screen underneath. And it's going to be intercepted. Going the other way is Jason Williams. Williams, with great feet for a defensive tackle, reaches up and has his first varsity turnover. The big fella picks it off, and the Panthers are set up at the 34-yard line. Well, they went to the well maybe once too often with that middle screen there. Williams read it beautifully, reaches up and snags it. And the second interception of the evening for the Panther defense. This one has them set up at the Ram 34.
That's going to be an interesting stat for him to read tomorrow.
Yeah. not often you see a defensive lineman picking off the ball.
And have a return to boot.
Yeah.
1st and 10 for the Panthers. 2 tight ends, wing to the left. And now Harrington rushing their 11th man onto the field. Give is to Fuskas, off right tackle, and he's going to plow his way inside the 30, and he's dropped quickly at the 26, a gain of 8.
And as fate would happen, he's running right through the hole where that defensive lineman tried to rush in and fill.
Yep. Nate Harrington shifts to quarterback now as Sam Milligan's evening might be finished, or so we think. Brings up 2nd down and 2. Nate Perlman's going to check out of the game, as is Aiden Sutherland, and Jordan Drain checks in at tight end. For the Panthers.
We're calling some new names here tonight.
And I'm sorry, that's Aiden Ensley. Andrew Ensley at tight end to the left, wearing number 45. This is Evan Menneker on his first carry of the night. Menneker tripped up in the backfield. Nice play there by number 66, Seth Rubin. I'm sorry, 65. Right?
65.
Yeah. It's tough to read their 66 to 65s. Yeah.
That's Roey Kirka on the stop. No gain for Menneker on his first carry, his first varsity carry of the year.
Very, very good penetration there on that that stop by the defensive lineman.
All right, third down and two. From the Rams, 26, Panthers with some substitutions now. It's Menneker in the backfield. He's winged to the left, along with Connor and Fuskas. Harrington takes the snap. Gives to Fuskas, has some running room straight up the middle, plowing his way inside the 20, inside the 15, and falls forward to the 13-yard line. That's a gain of 13 for Bobby Fuskas on his fifth carry of the night. First down for the Panthers. And the clock continues to tick. 3:50 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers 41, Rams 6. It's been all Strathaven tonight.
There's a few teams out there. It's been all of them. Garnet Valley, Strathaven,
Ridley, Marble Newtown.
Ridley and Haverford, the only close game right now. Right. Matt Smith for the Delco Times keeping us posted on that one. Wing to the right is Connor. They in a rollout here is Harrington. He's going to keep it himself with blockers in front. Nice job by the defense. Fisher closed very quickly along with some help from number one, Sage Angelus. So Nate Harrington stopped at the 10-yard line after a gain of maybe
three.
Second down and seven as Harrington got a couple carries at running back and now under center.
And, of course, Haven gets the ball first to begin the second half.
We'll see if there might be a few more names that we usually see on Mondays, perhaps, on the JV field. All right. Ensley, tight end to the right. Tight end to the left is Chris Andreas. Ooh. And now a give is to Fuskas off the left tackle. He's going to be tumbled down inside the 2-yard line.
And there was nobody on the left side of that line. I mean, it was just open.
Aiden Williams collapsed everybody at left tackle there. Nice work by the senior. And Fuskas down to the 2. Sets up first and goal to go. Well, Fuskas picks up 8. He's having himself a career night already. Panthers with Evan Menneker in the backfield. He is your long snapper usually, but tonight he's at halfback here, and this is Harrington. The senior is going to push his way into the end zone on the quarterback sneak. Good push up front, and first rushing touchdown of the year for the senior, Nate Harrington. 47-6. Harrington punches it in on the sneak. And the Panthers looking for another extra point here from Charlie Shankweiler. He's 5-for-6 so far tonight. We'll come try it again out of the hold of Sam Milligan. Evan Menneker to snap it. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up and good. 48-6. Strathaven on top with 2:24 to play here in the first half. Glad you're joining us. Panthers rolling here in Villanova on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to high school football right here at havenfootball.net.
Strathaven off an interception for defensive lineman Jason Williams. Scores off the short field. Harrington punches it in. End over end kickoff for Sam Milligan on for the kickoff. And here is Krebs straight up the middle. Now cuts to his left. And he stood up there nicely by Kaufman and Sutherland on the stop at the 26-yard line. So Sam Milligan gets a try at kickoff duties here with 2:15 to play before half.
Andrew, what's your Ridley score?
21-7 okay. At the half.
Ridley. A big game out in mid-state. Harrisburg, 6A power against 5A power. Number one ranked in the state right now in 5A, Governor Mifflin. Mifflin on top 14-7 out there. We will also, maybe at halftime, we can dig up a North Penn Upper Dublin score. I would expect both of those teams potentially in the top four seeds, I would think, in when we shake out the District 1 playoffs at 5A and 6A. So here, first and 10 from their own 26, the Rams trailing by a bunch but trying to get something going. Rothberg in the gun, looking out to his right, fires the flat. It is incomplete. Matt Schuler with a big hit on the freshman Sullivan for his troubles. Incomplete. Sullivan had it bounce off his hands just as Schuler arrived. Brings up second down. So, Schuler is going to check out of the game, into the game in the defensive backfield for the Panthers, Ryan Henry. A.J. Glavicek in as well, still in there as a starting corner, along with Austin Connor. So many of the defensive starters still in the game. Not entirely, but some. All right. Second down and 10. Three receivers to the right. 2:12 to play here before halftime. Give inside is to Patterson, and he's going nowhere. Excellent job right there.
Bad loss.
Who's that on the stop? Is that
56?
Yeah, nice work there. Coming in off the bench for it's Cole Miller with the stop. Excellent job there. He is joined on the defensive line now by Harrington, Andrew Ensley, and Jason Williams still in there at tackle. Into the game at linebacker is number 46, Chris Andrios as well. So the Panthers substituting liberally here. And that's a loss on the play. Brings up third down and 12. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left for the Rams. From their own 24 on third and 11, 1:25 to play before halftime. Rothberg takes the snap, looking out to his right. Has time. He wants it all. Deep down this near sideline. Has a man out here. Incomplete. Overthrows the freshman Sullivan out near midfield. It falls out of bounds to the turf. Fourth and 11 from the 24, and the punt team will come on for the Rams. So Rothberg now is 8 out of 22 throwing it, one touchdown and a pair of interceptions, the first of which was returned by Matt Schuler for a 49-yard touchdown, and it's been all downhill from there for the Rams most of the night. Deep to return, Glavicek and Sutherland and Schuler. Daggett to punt it away. My guess is Sutherland and Schuler have been told don't go anywhere near this football. Here's an end-over-end kick, and it will be Schuler running away from it, and a terrific roll for Harrington inside the 40, inside the 35. It will roll dead down at the 32-yard line.
43-yard punt there.
Excellent job there by Daggett and the Panthers. With 1:06 to play before half, we'll snap it from their own 32. They lead it 48-6.
Yep.
They might. I mean, it's depends who's on the
field. I mean, you're already in the mercy rule, so.
Well.
Well, when we come back.
Yeah, in the second half. Second half, we will have a running clock.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'll. I mean, you want to get some reps for some of the substitutions.
Yeah, but you have a whole second half of the game.
Whole second half coming. We'll see. All right. Two tight ends, Harrington under center. On first down from the 32. Give is to Evan Menneker with some running room. And spins out of one tackle, two tackles, and Menneker out to the 44-yard line. Evan Menneker with a nice run of 13 or 12 on the play.
And Andrew Ensley lost his helmet. I thought it was somebody's head rolling down the field. That's always a concern.
All right, so Ensley will have to check out for a play. And they're going to mark it down. Oh, you've got a flag? What are we talking about?
I didn't see.
Here?
You see, Andrew? What was it?
All right. Referee is...
No, there's discussions.
Yeah, I didn't see a flag.
Yeah. There is. Yeah.
Face mask tacked onto the end of the run. Mm-hmm. So
add five on.
All right. So Menneker, give him 10 on the carry. And five more will put it out to the Strathaven 47. We're inside a minute to play here before halftime. Menneker and Fuskas in the backfield. Wing to the right is Connor. It's Menneker again. Learning room off the right side across midfield, and he'll take it for a gain of maybe five or so. Put it down at the Harrington 47.
Give him six on that play.
Yeah, maybe get one more snap off if they push it.
32 seconds and counting to play here before half. And the Panthers will snap it from the 47-yard line on the right hash. Jordan Drain in at tight end to the left. Clock ticks, 15 seconds and counting to play. Harrington under center. Give is to Connor with running room off the left side, and he's tripped up from behind at the 37. So a gain of 10 will stop the clock momentarily while they move the chains. I don't think the Panthers will be in any hurry to huddle up and snap it again. Clock restarts, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and that will do it for the first half after a 10-yard run from Austin Connor. Well, Panthers piling up all sorts of numbers again here in week four. Well, on the scoreboard, they came in averaging 48.3 points per game, and they've got 48 through the first 24 minutes tonight. It's been all Strathaven, but we've got lots to talk about at halftime, and the Rams still putting up a fight as always. Coach Miller and his kids are always game and always ready to keep playing football and having some fun, so we will do that with them over the next little bit here. So stick with us. Be back in just a few moments. We'll hear from Pete, Andrew, and Mike. We've reached halftime on HavenFootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCulley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist, as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandy's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in Media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Welcome back to Harrington High School, where the score is your Panthers 48, Harrington Rams 6. It's been all Strathaven all night long. I think it was 21-0 in the first.
34-0 after one.
34 after one, but it was. I think we still had half the first quarter to go, and they already scored.
We were four minutes in.
Yeah.
And it was 21-0 Strathaven.
So, not unexpected. I mean, it was to be, you know, we knew this would be a tough game for Harrington to be competitive, but there's certainly been game for it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They're throwing the ball and they are sending people out and they're doing what they can to try to make an impression. Pete, your thoughts at all?
I really didn't know what to say. I think we knew before the game started that this was probably going to be a score that favored Strathaven quite a bit. And they came out and they just scored on each play. I mean, the size difference, it's just a real shame, Harrington. You know, but you got to give Harrington credit. They really try hard, and they have a nice little passing attack. Running the ball is just not their specialty. They just don't have enough big men up front to open holes up. So, you know, I think in the second half we're going to see two things that will be obvious. We're going to see the JV out there, and we're going to see a running clock. So there probably won't be a whole lot more points scored in this game. But, you know, this was a – right now, Haven, if I'm Coach Clancy, I remove my starters keep them all healthy because next week a big, big challenge with Garnet Valley.
Let's talk about some of these scores. I mean, first of all, I really thought Upper Darby would be a little more competitive with Garnet Valley. They're getting beat as badly right now as Harrington's being beat.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I'm really surprised about was Haverford and Ridley, which Haverford is down by 21-7. So.
Yeah, that's 21-7 at the half.
And I saw Ridley play, you know, a week ago, and I thought, you know, they played Springfield, and that was, you know, it was, I shouldn't say it was a struggle, but Springfield kept up with them, and I thought, boy, Haverford, as much trouble as they gave
Haverford
us.
Haverford has a nice passing attack, too.
But whether Ridley's been able to cover it or Haverford's got an off night, I mean, we're not there, so we can't tell. But I'm really surprised. I would be shocked if this continues for the second half. I got a feeling Haverford went back to the locker room and the coach had a stroke, and they're going to come out and start really being aggressive. But we'll see. I mean, you know, kudos to Ridley. They didn't look particularly powerful, but they Garner Valley and Strathaven, the only 3-0 team, and at this stage of the game, it looks like all three are going to go into 4-0. So, you know, good for them. But we can talk a little bit about what our thoughts are for next week. Neither one of us has seen Garnet Valley
play. I think next week's going to be one of those games that everybody waits for all week long, and I think our field will be packed with people. Two 4-0 teams, the Central League title, not title, but lead.
Well, but probably.
It probably would be, but at least the lead will be there. And, of course, another win gives you more points for those all-important playoffs that start in November.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're able to beat another 6A team like Garnet Valley after beating Haverford on a couple 6 days ago.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's going to be a barn burner, and I hope I'm not disappointed. I mean, I'm hoping both teams come in with their A game and execute, and it's just a matter of better teams.
I think there's two things Strathaven must clear up before next week against Garnet Valley. Number one, they must play better pass defense. Harrington has had guys open all night, and if you do this against Garnet Valley, it's going to be trouble. And the second thing that they've had problem with all year long
kickoff
returns.
Yeah,
I was watching this kickoff returns. What their opponents do is they break down the middle, but then they come to the sides, and I don't think that they're having containment on the sides. Whoever's supposed to contain on those sides is getting sucked into the middle, and guys are getting 20 extra yards. They got to clean that up before next Friday night.
Yeah, you can't give up big plays on things like kickoffs. That'll just kill you. You give them good field position. You don't want to shorten the field to a team like Garnet Valley.
No, you can't if you want to have any chance.
So, you know, that's what we could, you know, we can't talk too much about next week except that, well, when you've got a 48-6 game and we're in the mercy rule, I mean, second half's going to go by real quickly. And, you know, Haven's going to get the ball first. So I would suspect that Haven, even with their JV and third stringers in, will probably possess the ball for a while. Whether they score or not, it's another
story. We may see like a final, 54, I don't know, 56-12 or something. I mean, but you can't expect more than that from Harrington. They just don't have the firepower. And I don't think Clancy wants to run the score up any more than it has.
No, but you can't tell the kids not to play either.
No, so but if you put in the JV, the score will be controlled.
Yeah, well, the
more.
JV so far pretty much have scored the last two touchdowns.
Yeah,
so, you
that's
know.
True.
You know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, he got it in a pass play. I don't think we're going to see anything more in the air with Haven. And
they already took Mulgan out.
Last minute.
The JV starting quarterback was in there. So I don't think we'll see him anymore tonight.
No, I don't.
Then you just rest your guys, get out of here healthy, and have a good week of practice for next Friday night.
No doubt about it. So
are we getting sucked back in?
So do we talk about the Phillies for a minute or two?
Yes.
I mean, the last two nights they've gone down big and then somehow managed to come back two nights in a row. Last night down 7-0 in the third inning. Come back to win 17-8.
Well, that's an amazing number.
Yes.
I mean, to basically outscore your opponent 17-1 is like, really?
Yeah.
In six innings, too.
So,
the one thing I can say about the Phillies is they are nowhere without Bryce Harper.
They're nowhere with him. But even with Bryce Harper,
they're still nowhere with him. Well, but they're even worse without him.
When you're scoring 17, look, the problem with the Phillies is, like any other team that isn't doing well, they're just not consistent. You know, they don't have the strength in the bullpen. You
the
know,
bullpen
you,
is
if you go to the bullpen in the sixth inning, you just cringe because you go, you know, we're going to have a good
outing. This guy's going to give up runs. This,
yeah, and then it seems to me they've been
Mike,
too long.
I don't know if you knew this. They don't have enough starting pitchers. Every fifth day, they have to have a bullpen game.
So and every time I see that, I'm like, oh, no, here we go
now
again.
Now you're having a bullpen game with a bullpen that's not good to begin with. That's one out of every five is almost a guaranteed loss.
Well, and plus, remember, you know, you're playing best of seven, so that means you're going to have at least one bullpen game in your playoff series. So that's not a good sign. It's I don't say that you're giving up a game when you do that, but it certainly is lowering your odds of win.
I really think that the Phillies are three games behind the Braves, but I just don't see how they can make it up. Even when they get close and they drop back a couple of games.
Well the Braves are playing the Giants this weekend, who are the best team in the NL, and the Phillies play the Mets, who are the Mets.
Yeah, well, yeah, but on the other hand, the Phillies are showing
on the other hand, the Phillies are also have a penchant for doing what the Mets do and choking.
They could steal this division, but
it's like the NFC East last year, the NL East this year.
If
anybody's division to win, who's going to step up and actually take the division?
And if they do, but if they would steal the division, how are they going to beat the Giants or the Dodgers?
We spent too much time here.
We'll talk
maybe about the Phillies again next week when they're probably out of contention by then. Let's talk about the Eagles, who had a very surprising, overwhelming victory last week.
Yeah, I'd say that I was surprised by how well the offense looked, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around whether that was how good the Eagles' offense is or if that's just how bad Atlanta is, if Atlanta's just that bad. Because they showed absolutely very little resistance to that Eagles offense.
Yeah, I mean, after a first series that I thought was very strong, and they settled for a field goal, that happens. And then it was like,
Once again, the Eagles' defense got into that bend, don't break.
Yep.
You can let teams move all you want between the 20s. I don't care. Let them rack up 400 yards in between the 20s. If you hold them to three.
Yeah, but the problem is when you play a better team, they're not going to fall apart in the red zone.
Well, seemed to step up a couple times in the red zone.
This will be a better team, the 49ers. It'll be more of a challenge. But I think the Eagles this week, I just feel with their first home game, in front of fans in 2 years with 70,000 fans, with just the excitement, the new coaching staff coming off the victory. I just feel like they're going to win this Sunday. I really do.
The momentum I feel right now with them coming back into a full stadium, fans are ready to get behind Jalen Hurts, Devonta Smith, and the new coaching staff with Nick Sirianni. I think that leads to a big Eagles win. I think it's
what I loved about that first game was the way the offense came out. You know, we didn't see the turnaround handoff up the middle, 2 yards, punt. No, we came out, screen. This pass, they were all over the place.
And they're getting the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands quickly so that he doesn't have to go through as many progressions, which is one of the things he still needs to work on in the NFL, is getting better at going through his reads.
Plus he has poise. He has really good poise, and the way he controls the game is a second – basically a second start almost. I think it really showed up. So we'll see what happens, but I expect a nice game next.
We're getting handed food here. That's why we're confused. And anybody hands us food, we stop talking.
We'll take it.
But we're not eating. So anyways, you were saying before they shoved a hot dog in your mouth?
Well, I was just saying that I don't know what I was saying, Michael. Saying is that
I'm sure it was brilliant.
I think they will win them.
I think the Eagles win on Sunday. I think it's a two-score victory.
You guys sound like fans, but okay.
We do.
Call me a homer, but based on the way they looked last week, I watched a little bit of the San Francisco game during the week this week. They looked all right. I think the Eagles are going to be able to do some stuff on offense and on defense, the 49ers have lost a couple of pieces.
They lost their top running back and their top cornerback.
Their backfield. Safeties and corners are questionable, I think. Yeah. But of course, that's a strength of the Eagles. I mean, I think if they can get a step on these guys, they can throw all day
on them.
The
Eagles have all the speed in the world. There were a couple of times last week where Jalen Hurts missed wide open receivers. Specifically, one instance I'm thinking of is one pass to Zach Ertz. Ertz had 25, had 10 yards either on every way in grass around him, and Jalen Hurts underthrew that ball. if he throws it and hits Ertz in stride, that's...
That's where those 70,000 fans are going to start screaming for blood, is if he starts throwing balls on the ground.
Yeah. And I'll give you one thing to look for on Sunday. Devontae Smith, I know I love him and I talk about him all the time. He had 6 catches last week. He could have had 12. They just stopped throwing it to him. If you watch the way he runs patterns, he's got an amazing way of breaking away from his guy, coming back to get the ball, and then just turning around instantly and full speed. Yeah, he's going to be a star in this league.
Absolutely. He was compared by one of the Eagles linemen, I think, to Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
In the way he runs routes, the way he catches the ball.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I think it's a very good sign for this Eagles football
team. We're all excited about the Eagles, and we're all death on the Phillies, and we're all high on Strathaven. So, okay, that seems like a good point to stop and go to our commercials, and we'll come back for the second half. Currently, Haven is winning 48-6. We are in the Mercy Rule, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after these spots. You're listening to High School Football, where high school football never sounded so good on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with havenfootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are the Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media. Auto, home, and life. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Oh, he forgot to put his headset on. I'm waiting for Brian to do his thing, and he needs a mic on. I mean, we're forgetting everything.
We pressed the button, and then,
you knew the button wasn't pressed. That's why you didn't say anything.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right. Now, I'm getting score updates. I'm getting updates from Salt Performing Arts, where my daughter's Teen Fiona in Shrek all weekend, this week and next week. So, getting from all directions here of all sorts of fun and entertainment this beautiful Friday evening. So if you want to see Shrek, you can go out to Salt Performing Arts this weekend and next. That's fantastic. I saw it last weekend, and I'll see it again tomorrow.
What's the storyline, basically?
It's Shrek.
I know it's Shrek, but I've seen the first one, obviously.
Maybe you should just go see it. I don't want to be a spoiler here. You never know who's listening.
But that's true.
All right, but in the meantime, score updates from around District 1 and District 12. We'll start up in the Suburban 1 League. CB West leading Council Rock South 14-3. Pensbury at 0-3 has scored their first points of the year. They're leading 10-8 over Harry S. Truman at halftime. So Hard to believe the Falcons have fallen so quickly in the last couple of years, but and an 0-3 start without a single point through the first 3 weeks, but they lead 10-8 at the moment. Closer to home here in Delaware County, we mentioned it already, Ridley 21, Haverford 7, that's at halftime. Up in the Pac-10, Methacton, who knocked off Harriton in week one, they lead Pottstown 7-0 at half. Cheltenham, winless versus winless Norristown. Someone's coming home with a win right now. It's Cheltenham 13, Norristown nothing at half. Close to home again, Marple Newtown leading Pencrest 14-3 at halftime. Up in Quakertown, another group of Panthers, my old buddy, another baseball buddy, George Bannis, he's leading the Quakertown to a 3-0 record as well. They lead Abington 22-7 at the moment. Winless Neshaminy taking on defending District 1 champion Souderton tonight. Neshaminy 14, Souderton nothing.
You know, Souderton has the what's Souderton's record so far?
Souderton's 2-1.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2-1. And again, but Neshaminy winless, but with a 2-touchdown lead at half. That's a good start there for the guys up in Langhorne. Close to home again, we've got Springfield Delco. Springfield on top of Radnor, 16-0. Unionville 21, Sun Valley 6 at half. Garnet Valley is in a mercy rule circumstance. They will have a running clock in the second half. They lead Upper Darby 49-12. Another big game, a big crossover game, North Penn and Upper Dublin. We mentioned in the first half, I would guess at the end of the year, Upper Dublin's probably going to be a top four seed in 5A. I would probably guess the same for North Penn. Right now, it's all North Penn, 28-10 at half. So Upper Dublin taking their lumps tonight for the first time this year. Another upset brewing, 3-0 Upper Moreland, a good 4A school.
We've played multiple times.
They trail winless Wissahickon 17-14 at half.
That's close, though.
Closer to home again, Bonner up on Conwell Egan 22-8 at half. We do not have an Archbishop Wood. I'm sorry. That game's tomorrow. That's why we don't have a score. If you want to go over to Franklin Field and see Malvern Prep and Archbishop Wood, that could be a barn burner if you want to see some good high school football tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Franklin Field if anybody wants to go in town. Also playing tomorrow here in Delaware County, Conestoga and Lower Merion. At Lower Merion, that's 10 o'clock start, and a 10:30 start tomorrow, Interboro at Chester. One other score from upstate of notice at the moment. Twitter is a buzz. Wyoming Area 24, Southern Columbia 7 at half. Southern Columbia has a 91-game regular season win streak. So that is in serious jeopardy. They trail 24-7, the multiple-time defending champs over the last decade, having trouble tonight with Wyoming Area. And we'll see how that shakes out, and as well as the game in front of us here. 48-6 Strathaven right here in Villanova. Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff to start this second half, and we will have a running clock circumstance, which means this will clock will tick with the exception of timeouts and scoring plays and or any officials' timeouts, such as for an injury or a penalty or not, actually not even a penalty. So, again, the officials have discretion on how or when they want to stop it, but incomplete passes, running out of bounds, the clock will melt quickly here for the third and fourth quarter.
Which I think is particularly important because I think Harrington's going to come out throwing a lot because that's been their success.
Yep.
And if they don't make completion, well, if they're incomplete, it won't make any difference relative to the clock.
Another interesting score closer to home. Bonner 29, Conwell Egan 6.
Six, okay. We had 22-8 on one Twitter update, but now it's 20. All right, 29-6 is our update. That's into the third quarter now.
After
as well.
A fake punt by Bonner, by Conwell Egan, results in a fumble, and Bonner returns it.
Well, give him a point for creativity.
Right.
All right, here we go. Matt Krebs will kick it away for Harrington. Aiden Sutherland stands at the 10-yard line, flanked by Evan Menneker and Austin Connor. Short end-over-end kick. It'll be one of the upmen. It'll be Anthony Crawford picking it up at the 30-yard line. He'll bang his way through one tackle, two tackles, midfield, and he's going to bowl his way across the midfield stripe. Nice tackle there by number one Sage Angelus. But the Panthers will start on the Rams' side of midfield at the 47-yard line as Crawford goes for about 32 on the kick return. And we'll see some substitutions now up front for the Panthers as well. Jason Williams is in. At left tackle, at right tackle is number 75, Will Luthold. So a lot of the guys that you see on the JV field on Mondays, Makai Clark, seeing some action here as a wingback.
They're all big guys, too.
Yeah. This second-team line is a big group. All right. Harrington turns and gives to the fullback, and straight ahead goes. Who was that? Come out of the pile, young man. Is that? Okay, 20 there. All right. Marco Kaufman with his first varsity carry, and he takes it out to the 42, down to the 43-yard line for a gain of 6. Second down and 4 as Kaufman has been impressive on the JV field in the last couple weeks. Mekhi Clark is wing to the right. Evan Menneker in the backfield alongside of Kaufman, the fullback. This is Menneker with room off the right side momentarily, and it closes quickly. Nice job there by the Harrington defense to slow down Menneker.
Got maybe a yard on it.
Jeremiah Patterson leading the charge along with Holden Daggett. Fisher in on the stop as well. Third down and 5 as Menneker goes for maybe a yard, or maybe loses one, actually.
They gave him a yard on the play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Menneker, 4 carries for 17 yards to go with his long snapping duties this evening on the extra points. Mekhi Clark, wing to the right, on third down and 5 from the 41. Give is to the fullback, Kaufman. Oh, it's a Mustang sweep looking for room as Clark. Stutter step in the backfield. He'll turn upfield. He's going to pull a tackler across the first down marker. Down to the 36-yard line. Nice call there, and Clark picks up 7.
Yeah, and he really did that on his own. I mean, both defenders were out there looking to make the tackle, and the stutter step really threw him off their pace, and he got the yards he needed to get, which is the first down. So good
nice,
for him.
Nice fake inside by Kaufman and Harrington. They had me faked out initially. First and 10 for the Panthers at the Harrington 36-yard line. 9:40 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 48-6. Double tight end, Nate Harrington under center. Give is to Clark again off the left side. He has some shake and bake, and he'll pick up 8 yards down inside the 30 to the 29. Nice work there by Clark. And brings up second down and 2. And
was that number 1 that's hurt? He just got up, though.
Okay, yeah, a little shaken up. Sage Angelus, the junior for Harrington. So Clark, 15 yards on his first 2 carries. Second down and about 2. They'll put it at the 29-yard line. Panthers out of the huddle quickly. 2 tight ends set. Harrington looking at a 9-man front. They blitz, and here comes Kaufman straight ahead. Marco Kaufman pushes down for first down yardage inside the 25.
Well, we talked at the half that we would think that Haven at the very least would just possess the ball for a while. Whether they scored or not was not particularly relevant, just that they would eat up some clock. And that first part of that has certainly happened, and they're now down at their own, I'm sorry, at the Harrington 22. So it's working pretty well for them.
Gain of 7 off the left side there for Kaufman. Also into the game on the offensive line, Cole Miller. Here is the give inside to Kaufman, and he'll be wrapped up quickly. Nice work right there by Holden Daggett. Also in on the offensive line for the Panthers. I mentioned 75 Will Luthold at tackle, but number 67 is Ryan Weinberg in there as well. He's over the football as the center. Second down and 7 upcoming. They did give him about 2, I guess.
Second and 9.
Yeah.
They gave him 1 on the play down to the 21.
All right.
Scoreboard operators are not too good at math today.
That's okay. We won't say that too loud. They fed us at halftime.
That's right.
Second down. Here's Menneker. Makes 1 man miss in the backfield and then wiggles his way inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. Nice work there by Menneker. Brings up 3rd down and 1. Nice job right there. Menneker give him 7 more on his 3rd carry of the night.
3rd and a long 2.
5th carry of the night. 3rd down, clock ticks. We'll be at 7 minutes as the here to go here in the 3rd quarter is. Under center is Harrington on 3rd and 2 from the 14-yard line. Give is to Marco Kaufman straight ahead into the secondary, exploding inside the 5, down to the 3.
Great blocking. Just a great hole to go through.
This is, I have to say, before the game, this is what Coach Miller and I were talking about, and he was concerned about. He said, look, you know, if this thing gets out of hand, he said, the offensive line is just terrific. And what do you do as a coach? You don't want to throw the ball, right, but your strength is running the ball. Most teams with a big lead will just run the ball. But if your strength is running the ball, what are you to do? And I said, well, Coach Clancy will substitute pretty freely. He says, their second and third team is also big and strong and good. All right, here we go. First and goal to go. This is Marco Kaufman, who is in for his first varsity touchdown. Some Panther classmates down here in front of us getting excited as Marco Kaufman punches it in from the three. And the Panthers score quickly here in the first possession of the third quarter. Clock continues to tick. 54-6 with an extra point pending here for Charlie Shankweiler. Milligan to hold. Snap is high. They put it down. Kick is long enough, and it is good. All right. Clock will stop, I believe. 5:34 or no. All right. Well, we're going to take a – it should stop after scoring plays, right?
You'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just having all this downtime when you're making substitutions.
Right. Well, we'll keep it right here at the moment if they're going to put the kick teams right on as the clock ticks. So, anyway, the Panthers with a nice scoring drive of 48 yards. Good mix of Evan Menneker and Marco Kaufman and Makai Clark on the carries. And at the 7-minute mark, or let's call it the 6:30 mark, Marco Kaufman's
Sam Milligan to kick off again.
Yep. He can do it all. He can punt, he can kick, he can run, he can throw.
That's
he
for
can
sure.
Play, can play.
He's so quick he can throw and catch it for himself.
Milligan high end over end kick. It's going to come down at about the 11-yard line. Looking for running room, Matt Krebs cuts out to his left momentarily, trying to get the edge, and does. Gets a really nice block out here, and then is cleaned up across the 38-yard line by number 10, Dan Lash. Good tackle right there. And then you're going to get some extracurriculars way behind the play and a flag back at the 30. So, all right. The football should be spotted initially here at the 37. I don't know what this flag.
That was something completely away from the play.
Personal foul against Strathaven for unnecessary roughness. So Coach Clancy,
he's going to have a long talk to a few of these guys.
Yeah, I was going to say his hat may be in jeopardy there. We've seen him, it go flying at times. Not so much this year, as things have gone pretty well, but that's one thing that will get under his skin, something unnecessary after the play. So they'll march it up to the Strathaven 48-yard line, and pretty good field position here for the Rams. 4:25 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers on top 55-6. Two receivers to either side. Logan Rothberg in the shotgun. Ben Fisher stands a yard behind him in the pistol. Rothberg back to pass. Looking. Has time. Rolling to his left now. Waving receivers. He's running out of time. He's going to heave it deep downfield and out of bounds. Good pressure coming there from number 44. That's Jordan Drain with the hurry. And it brings up second down and 10.
Yeah, if you want to see how the some of the kids who rarely play do, we were going to have full stats on the defense, full stats on the offense, so you may see some names you don't recognize, or better yet, it may be your son.
Even better. But honestly, this is for the years that Strathaven was in the midst of that 94-game win streak in district. It was games like this where those kids got into the game, you know, early in the third or midway through the third quarter and got a lot of great experience and good varsity reps. It's happening here tonight. Second down and 10 from the Panther 48-yard line. Rothberg in the gun. Two receivers either side. Back to pass again. Rolling to his right. Looking. Eyes downfield still. Heavy pressure coming from the backside. Eyes still looking. Still looking. Stops. Fires back across his body. Has a man out there inside the 20. On the grab is J.K. Howe. What? Gain of 20 on the play.
That is a first-class play for high school football. He was running, probably put in at least 50 yards sideways. And on the run still, with somebody breathing down his neck, managed a 20-yard pass. And I will give the receiver credit. He was open.
Yep. Panthers just couldn't quite get home on that one. He had all day to throw it. It's a tough task to cover for that long in the secondary, and but give Grothberg credit for weaving his way into some space and delivering a good throw here. All right, Mekhi Clark in the secondary now alongside of Ryan Henry. They're singled up on the near side here. Two receivers to either side. Rothberg back on first and 10 from the 28. They set up a little middle screen underneath, and going down on one knee to make the catch is Fisher. Ryan Henry closing quickly, but they're actually going to lose a yard here as Fisher had to go down to a knee.
Yeah, he should have just knocked the ball down and called it. But, you know, it's easy to say when we're up here.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're down there, you want to catch everything.
Absolutely.
Right. You're playing the game. You're trying to make a play.
And you're going to one knee to make sure it doesn't skip off you. But, of course, that's going to down the ball right there, unlike in professional football.
Second down and 11. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Logan Rothberg. Jeremiah Patterson in the backfield with him. 140 and counting to play here in a fast-moving third quarter. Rothberg back, fires to the right flat. It is in and out of the hands of Colin Sullivan. They've looked for him a few times tonight. He caught his first one, and they haven't been able to connect since. The freshman wearing number 18.
Probably a matter of just kind of turning your head away from the ball as you're waiting to get hit or trying to look for some open space, and you got to look that ball into your hands. Otherwise, you're, you know, good chance of missing it.
Marple Newtown now leading Pencrest 21-3. Ridley's lead has been cut to 21-14. Haverford, with a couple of turnovers in the first half, kind of dug themselves a hole. Speaking of Haverford, the Haverford School trails LaSalle 17-0 in the third quarter. Here, third down and 11 from the Panther 29-yard line. Rothberg, three receivers to his right, one to his left. Patterson in the backfield with him. Shotgun snap. He's back, has time, fires dart down the middle, has a man inside the 15 and spun down inside the 10 to the 9. Nice work there by Cahow for a gain of 20. Nice tackle by Marco Kaufman, and two receptions on this drive of 20 yards apiece for Jay Cahow, and first and goal to go for the Rams.
It shows promise, hopefully, for later in this year for them and possibly for next year as they get to keep a lot of these kids, fine-tune their team, get a little bigger, a little stronger.
Rams trying to get one more play before the third quarter gun here, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. They're in the shotgun. Two receivers on first and goal. Rolling to his left, eyes downfield. Rothberg fires a man wide open. It's Krebs for his second touchdown of the night. Rothberg, a nice job on the rollout, drew the defense forward, and Krebs all alone at the sideline there, his second TD of the night. And the Rams score on the final play of the third quarter, 55-12, extra point pending. Nice delivery. Rothberg really throws a nice ball.
Yep, and he was wide open, so I don't know who made the mistake to let that guy go without
coverage.
Looked
like there was a corner, a defensive back about – halfway between the middle pylon and the end pylon, but the receiver there, Krebs, was just wide open.
They'll go for two. Motion from left to right is Krebs, and the give inside to Fisher, and the Panthers stack him up. Nice work there by Kaufman, along with Big 55, Gavin Pilsen, to swallow him up. No good on the extra point try. 55-12 is where our score will stay. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a short timeout and be back for fourth quarter action. Thanks again to our generous sponsors who get us going on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at havenfootball.net.
Nice scoring drive for the Panthers to start the third quarter, and a terrific answer for Harrington right there. 55-12 is your score after three. Ready to start the fourth quarter, and we'll start it with a kickoff for Harrington as Logan Rothberg's second touchdown pass to Matt Krebs tonight has cut the Panther lead to 55-12.
And Ridley answers right back to that Haverford touchdown with a kick return touchdown of their own, 28-14, Ridley.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Krebs to kick it away. Here's a squib kick It's going to hit a Strathaven player up front there at the 31-yard line, and a nice decision there for Harrington to just fall on it at the 31. Couple other quick score updates. North Penn 35, Upper Dublin 17. Unionville has stretched their lead on Sun Valley to 34-6. That game is getting out of hand. We mentioned earlier 21-3 Marple Newtown over Pencrest at the moment, and we will try to keep you posted as we get more updates. All right, clock is stopped momentarily while they retrieve the kicking tee.
The clock is not stopped.
Maybe it's not stopped. Okay.
It was supposed to be.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, Garner Valley scored again, 61-12, 42 seconds left in the third.
Okay, here we go. Panthers 55-12 here, looking to keep things going. Two tight end set, wing tee behind Harrington, the quarterback. New quarterback in there, and the give is to another new fullback. I mentioned the new quarterback. This is Jake Kitchen, the sophomore. Okay, that was Kaufman on that carry. Gain of two. Brings up second down and eight. So, Kaufman, five carries on the night for 23
Jason
yards.
Williams checks out.
Yeah, Billy Brown is now in. Billy at Brown. Left tackle.
Good. Getting some of the sophomores in there as well. Kitchen under center. Rolling to his right, looking. He's going to keep it himself, turns upfield, and takes it out to the 35-yard line for a gain of maybe three. Mentioning Kitchen here, he led the JV team on Monday. It was a clean sweep over Haverford over the last week. Yep. The Panthers varsity with a big win on Saturday night, followed up by a 30-6 win for the JV team, followed up by the ninth graders winning their first game 22-20 over Haverford. So good week for the Silver and Black over a good 6A program. Here, third and five. Kitchen give is to Menneker with room off the right side. Terrific drive blocking and takes it out to the 45-yard line. 46. Give it 11 for Menneker. What a job right there. First and 10 for the Panthers at the 46, and this is not what you want to see. You've got an injury for...
he's up, but he's going to have to come out if they call the timeout.
Jabril Rump for Harrington is going to have to come off here. They stopped the clock for him, and he will check out. But again, good to see. He's going to jog off under his own power, so hopefully just a minor issue. But first and 10... right here for the Panthers at their own 46-yard line. They lead it 55-12. And it's essentially the JV offense in there. Billy Brown at left tackle. Two tight end set for Kitchen and the offense at the 46. Kitchen gives to Makai Clark, looking for running room, cuts back inside and takes it into Rams territory for a gain of six.
The sound in the background is the Harrington drum section banging away with the cheerleaders and the student body just standing in front of them having a grand old time. That's what you got to love about high school football. It may not be a great score for your team, but we're going to have a good time anyway.
Second down and four from the 49 of Harrington. Kitchen under center. Clark wing to the right, two tight ends in front of him. Give is the fullback. This is Kaufman. First down yardage, just straight ahead running. Boy, he has some steam there at down to the 39. Gain of 10 more for Kaufman, who's piling up some yardage here to go with his
already
touchdown.
Up to 38 yards on the night on his seven carries.
Now, I guess Harrington's coach was right. Even if you throw the third string at us, they're still big and tough. A lot of depth.
10 different ball carriers tonight for the Panthers. Clock ticks. 8:12 and counting to play here in regulation. Wing to the right is Makai Clark. On first and 10 from the 39. Fumble ball on the turf off the snap, and Menneker pounces on it as kicked through the feet of Kitchen, and that will put the Panthers off schedule here and drive them back to the 44. It'll be second down and 43, second and 14 upcoming. Panthers, again, 7 days from now, back on their home turf with Garnet Valley, the three-time defending Central League champs. Panthers have beaten them just once back in 2010. Here, second down and 14. Kitchen to to Menneker. Off the right side, he's got some running room on the cutback and quick feet there. Evan takes a big hit, but not before he picks up the 34-yard line. So gain of about 10 there for Menneker, and good blocking up front.
Really, very impressive, very impressive. I know the Harrington kids have to be a little dead on their feet right now, but still, it's just excellent execution. Yeah, next week, if you can at all get to South Haven Middle School, Georgia L. King Field, we'd love to have you listen here, but we'd rather see you there.
Third and four. Makai Clark, room off the left side, cuts outside and has some room. Foot race now, 20, 15. Makai Clark will go the distance, 34 yards. His first varsity touchdown. The sophomore taking it the distance. And again, beautiful blocking, untouched on the sweep to the left. And Makai has stretched the lead to 61-12, extra point pending. That's not much you can do right now for the Harrington faithful here. 413 yards rushing for the Panthers tonight. Charlie Shankweiler on for the extra point. Milligan to hold, ball spotted, kick is away, long enough, and right down Broadway, 62-12 with 6:55 to play here in regulation. We'll take a short timeout, be back in 30 seconds. Harrington will get the football back and a chance to get at it again on offense on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Makai Clark's first varsity score from 34 yards out. And again, tremendous blocking up front. And the Panthers lead 62-12. Quick score update. Southern Columbia now trails by just 1 point, 30-29 at the end of the third quarter. Here, end over and kick comes down to Matt Krebs. Looking for running room up the right hash. Cuts to his left. Looking for blocking and not finding much of it. Nice work there by Brandon Miller on the stop at the 31. Miller's been a special teams find over the last couple weeks. The senior has been in on several tackles, recovered that onside kick. Now he'll stay in and play some in the secondary here. Clock ticks, 6:25 and counting to play here in regulation. And Harrington, we mentioned Strathaven hosting Garnet Valley a week from now, but Harrington's next three, Conestoga, at Pencrest, and at Ridley. Four receivers. Split to either side, slot to either side. On the right hip of Rothberg is the running back. He takes the shotgun snap. Has time. Had heavy pressure. Fires back over the middle. Incomplete. Nothing doing. As Cahow was the intended receiver, but covered well there by 55 Gavin Pilson, who dropped into coverage. Panthers with a good pass rush and brings up second down and 10. So pass attempts for Rothberg up to 29 now. 12 of 29 for 124, and two touchdowns, two interceptions. So he will going to have to treat him like a major league pitcher and ice the elbow and shoulder. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, on second down and 10. Takes the snap again, looking under pressure, is going to keep it himself, and he has some room. Split the defense up the middle here, and 45 out to the 48-yard line before Miller wraps him up.
Haven was in a blitz and did commit, but, boy, they just overshot him.
Gain of 17 for Rothberg, and, that was looked like they had him hemmed in, but slippery. Nice work there by Rothberg, and fresh set of downs for the Rams out at the near midfield at the 48.
Less than 5 minutes in the game.
Try to keep you posted if we get other score updates as well. Not much doing at the moment that we haven't told you already. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol look here for Rothberg. Moves Patterson to his left hip. On first and 10, back to pass again. Firing to the right flat. It's in and out of the hands of Krebs. Couldn't squeeze it with Ryan Henry. coming in quickly.
Absolutely started running before he caught the ball. And that is just, you know, happens all the time. It happens in the pros. I mean, it's just a behavior condition, and you're just so anxious to turn up field and start moving.
Yeah, you start hearing those footsteps. Whoops, forgot the ball.
Sometimes it's just the footsteps, but other times it's like, oh, it's mine, I get it. And, you know, you turn up field, and then suddenly the ball falls out of your hands.
Grabs has really been busy tonight. 5 catches for 64 yards and 2 scores. Coming off a 6-catch game and over 100 yards last week. Second down and 10 from the 48. 2 receivers to either side. Give inside is to the tailback looking for running room on the first carry of the night. And the Panthers make him pay, him being number 25, Mason DeMarco, a freshman, 5'5", 130-pounder. But DeMarco picks up 5. And 6, maybe.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the guy who freed up that run was number 78, Andrea Mueller. He really just kicked out the end and just freed up that whole run.
Nice work there by the big fellow at right tackle, Andre. And it comes up 3rd down and almost 5. From the Panther 46, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Patterson in the backfield now with Rothberg. Rothberg looking out to his left, has time, steps up, fires underneath, has Patterson, first down yardage, 40, 35, and dropped there by Nate Harrington. But nice work on a gain of 11 or so, maybe 12. First catch of the night for Patterson. And breaks a little incompletion streak there for Rothberg, and another Harrington first down. 136 yards on the evening. Through the air for Logan Rothberg, 13 completions in 31 tries. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. We're down inside of 2:20 to play in the fourth. DeMarco in the backfield. Rothberg back to pass, looking, has pressure coming. Fires, throws it up for grabs and incomplete. Had a man out there, and the referee took worse for the wear there. Nate Harrington and Rothberg, Harrington looking for a sack there. They both collided and took the referee with them. Everybody looks no worse for the wear. Good sign there. So Rothberg has the pass fall out of bounds incomplete and brings up 2nd down and 10 with 1:50 and counting to play in regulation. So, well, the Panthers and Jaguars came in both averaging somewhere near 48, 49 points a game, and both of them have put 60 on the board again tonight. This is on paper shaping up to be a good one next week. Here, Rams still looking for more. The 2nd down and 10 from the 34. Rothberg back. Look, fires deep over the middle. Oh. Complete. And Krebs inside the 15. Slung out of bounds at the 13-yard line. Nice tackle by Brandon Miller, but a nice job by Krebs on his 6th catch of the evening. And another first down.
See, this is where I think the mercy rule, there should be some flexibility with the ref. Because, you know, there's a minute left to go in the game. They're charging down. You know, wouldn't you just want to say, let them complete their series?
Yeah, you have your 3 timeouts.
Oh, that's true, too.
Call timeout.
That's true, too.
Here we go, Rothberg, 1st and 10 from the 13. Middle screen incomplete. Looking underneath for Sage Angeles with Brandon Miller lurking, and it falls incomplete.
And they're not going to call a timeout. So, of course, on the other hand, they may just want to get home. It's understandable.
I don't think
the coach, I meant, not necessarily the players.
No. All right, so.
Probably the last play of the game.
24 seconds, 23 seconds. 2nd and 10 from the 13. Rothberg back, looks, fires a slant. Knocked away beautifully by Marco Kaufman. They were looking for a 3rd touchdown of the night for Matt Krebs, and Kaufman says no. Beautiful job there by Kaufman in coverage right down the middle. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. They do want one more snap here. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Rothberg, 3 receivers to his left, looking. Heavy pressure coming. He's hit as he throws, fires, and it's going to be intercepted by Evan Menneker to end the ball game. Menneker's first varsity interception, a fitting way to end it for the Panthers. The clock has struck 0. Heavy pressure from Nate Harrington, and 62-12 is where the final score will rest tonight. So, stick with us. We'll be back for a quick recap and a little maybe preview of next week. But congrats to the Panthers. Good luck to Coach Meller and the Rams moving forward. Again, thanks to everybody over here at Harrington. We'll stick with us. We'll be back for a little bit more on a beautiful Friday night at havenfootball.net.
The Swarthmoreian weekly newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, it was all Panthers from the get-go tonight. They scored touchdowns on two of their first three snaps. They scored on defense on just the second series of the game for Harrington, and it was five first-quarter touchdowns that got things rolling for the Panthers en route to a 62-12 victory. Panthers moved to 4-0. Harrington falls to 0-4. And, Mike, it was, you know, I hate to say it, it was really as expected.
You know, there's no doubt. And you know, it's – there are just some teams that are having tough, struggling years. Or their kids are small. They don't have the talent they need. They can't compete or you know, they can't compete with certain teams. I mean, certainly we've experienced it. You know, we've gone 2-8 this season, 3-7, because we just can't compete in the league we're in. It happens. But, hey, kudos to Harrington. They were out. They were game, you know.
Yep.
They knew very quickly they weren't going to win this game, but they kept trying stuff and throwing a ball, and they had some nice plays. It's got to be pretty demoralizing when you're playing the second string and third string and still being scored on and stuff. But, look, you take what you can. You make your best efforts. That's the nature of sports, and, you know, they have to know, the kids have to know it's going to be a very tough sledding ride this year. They may not win a game, but they're coming out, they're practicing, they're trying to get better. And, you know, for the kids that aren't seniors, there's always next year to look forward to.
Absolutely. This is how you learn it sometimes. Yeah. Just, you know, sometimes you learn just as much or more when you're on the wrong end of the scoreboard. But a lot of young talent and plenty of fight from the Rams here tonight. And, again, good luck to Coach Meller and Harrington moving forward. Thank you again to everybody at Harrington for getting us set up in the booth. A beautiful night, great setup, and even a little halftime snack for the four of us. Thanks again to Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulgenetti for the stats and spotting and everything else they do during the game to keep this thing fun. And Mike Mayer, we're going to have play of the game and stats and all sorts of stuff to talk about in the next couple of days here, so check out the website. We'll have a 50-yard line preview of Garnet Valley maybe by Monday or so, and then, you know, we're 7 days away from what may be or what we hope to be the game of the year in the Central League this year. Garnet Valley, undefeated at 4-0, will come down to 52 to take on the Panthers, also sitting undefeated. So congratulations to Coach Clancy and the Panthers. Good luck to Coach Meller and the Rams. So signing off, everybody. We'll stick with us and be back next week. Final score once again, Strathaven 62, Harrington 12. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and good football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.